Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome everybody to the People's Church. We are continuing the series from 1 Thessalonians, and I'm picking up on the subject of Christian hope, waiting with confidence. The talk will be in two main parts. The first part, waiting, so your practice now, and the second part is confidence. So, just to see where we are. Okay, waiting. We have seen this map of the series so far. We are in the fifth part of the series, and it is here in Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians that we find ourselves. Who knew Paul was such a skillful cartoonist? So, here we go. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse 13 to chapter 5, verse 11. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command and put my pages in the wrong order. With the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing. Waiting with confidence. There are lessons we learned from Thessalonians on being faithful, lessons we learned from the letter concerning how it is okay to have fears and to express them, and lessons we learned from Paul's encouragement to have hope. And we'll be speaking about aspects of waiting and of confidence beyond this letter. First, what is waiting? What is waiting? We live in a culture of instant results. Technology has given us unprecedented convenience. You can watch a movie in seconds, no need to go to the store or cinema. You can listen to thousands of songs anytime and anywhere. You have alarms go off wherever you are. You can order pizza, book tickets, download video games, or do your grocery shopping whenever you want. You don't have to wait until you get to a shop or back to your computer at the desk. A computer? A desk? We like things getting done at once. We don't like tomorrowgram or latergram. We like Instagram. We have become bad at waiting. And it is true that technology has improved our lives by removing unnecessary delays, but I do think that aspects of the speed of our expectations has also removed necessary delays. What are necessary delays? Surely anything that needs to happen should happen sooner rather than later? Sometimes the time between when we decide to do something and the time we actually do it is the most important time to consider how to do it well or even to do it at all. Rushing instantly into an idea might produce results sooner, but not always better. We read in 1 Corinthians 13 that love is patient, so waiting is not always a bad thing. So why are we waiting? We are waiting because we have hope. Paul promises the Thessalonians that both the living and the dead will live with Christ. Christ's death and resurrection reinforces the strength of that promise. His resurrection demonstrates power over death that should give us hope, as it gave hope to Thessalonians. This is the question they ask. The other reason why we're waiting is because it gives us to do love in our time. We have received love in our time on earth, and we should spend it sharing the love. There is an inexhaustible supply of love from God, and the longer we spend on earth, the more time we have to put more love into the world. Every selfless act of kindness, compassion, and generosity is pleasing to God. And as we wait on earth, it gives us time to grow. God wants us to be the best versions of ourselves that we can be. In Stefan's talk last week, the Thessalonians are reminded to pursue holiness and to swim against the prevailing values of their culture. And in our times, we are also asked to be set apart, to live differently, to love differently from the ways of the world. I like to think that there's Goldilocks waiting. And just as there was porridge that was too cold, too hot, and just right, our waiting can be too cold, too hot, or just right. Passive waiting does nothing, because the thing that is expected to happen is in the future. So there's a tendency to use this as an excuse to do nothing, to sit back, to let things happen to you. Or else there is an impatient waiting, like pressing the elevator button more than once, tick, 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 or crossing the road, tick, 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 tick. Has anybody here noticed pressing it make the light turn on faster? It doesn't. The engineers told me it doesn't work. I'm told in some countries it's not connected to anything. It's just to give you something like fidget toys. To try to hurry things along, something that cannot be hurried, getting stressed by expecting things to happen faster than they do, maybe getting so impatient that they stop waiting and give up. The Thessalonians demonstrated active waiting, just right. Knowing that Jesus was coming in the future shaped the way they lived their lives, their daily lives. They did not hide away or sit idly by. They did not give up when faced with adversity. They did not grow impatient. The way they waited and lived for Christ was just right. And Paul commends them for it. Like gardening or farming, waiting with confidence that the flowers or crops will grow requires attention and action. It requires a committed response to act according to the faith one has in the outcome. Waiting is not doing nothing. Waiting is doing something. In our time, there is waiting to be done. So one of the things that I came to understand as I was reading this is that waiting is the journey. For the Thessalonians, the destination was being finally united with Christ. For them, that destination shaped their daily living. As we wait to arrive at various destinations in our lives, how do we discern if it is a journey that God wants us to be on? That is a waiting that needs to be done. I was recently on a school trip to Geneva, and one of the excursions was a walk to a mountaintop observation tower. We took the cable car to the foot of the mountain, and as we stood at the bottom of the mountain, we were trying to look up into the mountaintop, and it was covered in cloud. And as we took the cable car, and it rose into the thick clouds atop. When you reached the top, the path was covered with snow and ice, and there was a heavy mist closing in. It was getting, you could see less and less and less. It was slippery and cold, and visibility was declining. They promised us it would take us 15 minutes, but after an hour of scrambling and slipping on the icy rocks, 35 students and 3 staff, including myself, reached the observation tower. At this point, visibility was about 6 feet. You could see about that far. In fact, we had walked right past the tower and had to double back. We said, it should be here somewhere, and we could see like this far. There was no view to be observed at all at this destination. But the journey, the waiting to get to the destination, had been challenging. And I saw the pupils helping each other, struggling on through difficult conditions, keeping in good spirits and building each other up with encouragement. This was a journey that had been life-giving, despite the lack of view at the end. So we are interested in avoiding journeys that tear us down. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 guides us to avoid waiting in journeys that make us envy, boast, or be proud. Our waiting should not dishonor others, nor be self-seeking. How we get to the destination is just as important as the destination itself. We read somewhere that if I have not loved, I am resounding gong. And what journey should we take? The same chapter advises us to wait with patience and with kindness. And while we wait, we should rejoice with truth and protect, behaving with trust, hope, and perseverance. And if all this sounds familiar, it will be, because as believers, our waiting should always be filled with and led by love. And love is a discerning check for whether we are waiting well. Anybody recognize this? Who here recognizes this? It's been over 50 years. I'm not surprised if you don't recognize this, actually. I have confidence in sunshine. I have confidence in rain. I have confidence that Christ will come again. That's not how the song goes. I changed that last bit. It actually says spring will come again. Although it was here this morning, it seems to have drifted off somewhere. And if anyone is wondering, that's not me. Okay. This is Julie Andrews playing the role of a nun, Maria, in the movie The Sound of Music. And in this scene, she is leaving the convent for the first time to meet the family she will be governess to. She's understandably nervous as she journeys to her new life. I've chosen this image because she is singing the song, I Have Confidence. And her confidence fills her with joy, which I think is a wonderful lesson for us all. Can you do the heel click? I can't. I won't try, don't worry. Why have confidence? 1 Thessalonians reminded us that Christ rose and that strengthens our confidence that he can keep the promise he has made to raise the dead so that everyone present, past and future, can be reunited with him. We, like the Thessalonians, should live lives waiting with confidence that God loves us so much that his son died for us. As followers of Christ, we are restored and redeemed through his act of sacrifice. How much greater love can there be? He gave us his all. Each one of us is precious and worthy in his sight. We should be filled with confidence that love never fails. In our daily front lines, we can be reassured that love never fails, that it always perseveres. When faced with challenges great and small, never doubt that choosing love will be the right choice. Not that choosing love will be obvious or will be easy, but it will be right and pleasing in God's eyes. We should have confidence that God will not test us beyond what we can bear. Our waiting will not be more than we can bear because God is with us. It tells us that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Even when we are at the end of our rope, there will be hope because God is with us. The plans he has for us are not always what we expect, but it will not be beyond us. So how do we respond to this confidence? How do we live our lives confident in these things? Submit to God's plan. When you use a sat-nav, you have to trust the turnings even when you can't see the whole route. when you follow God Nav, we should get God Nav, right? Stick it on the windscreen. That'd be easier. It would say, at the next, in 300 meters, turn right towards love. It always says turn towards love. When we follow God Nav, it will often take us down peculiar turns and through narrow gates, but He sees the big picture, and we should trust in Him. We should love freely when we give love. We don't have less. Do not be afraid to share your love. And by love, I mean time. Pete Scazzaro has said that for many people, being listened to is the same as being loved. Give little of your time to someone that needs a little attention. Start a spark and trust God to take care of the rest. And live life filled with hope, guitars, and jumping up in the air. We are children of the greater God. We sang earlier about our God is greater. He's greater than nations and empires. Let that be a sun that shines over the shadows of this world. We also sang that no shadow, you won't light up. And let that light our way with hope. And we also sang, if our God is with us, then what could stand against us? In this, we see God's ambition for us to grow, to become more than we are, to become more like Christ. When we wait with confidence, all that time is opportunity to strengthen our relationship with God and each other, to be brothers and sisters that encourage each other to love everyone. And if the challenge seems hard and we are worried, we can take a final look to Paul's writing to the Thessalonians. Like us, the Thessalonians had human worries, human concerns. Their daily reality was not a comfortable nor easy one. The forces that had driven Paul out of the city that continued to see Christianity as a threat. So the Thessalonians had legitimate, significant concerns. Understandably, they were concerned about death and salvation, about whether death would separate them from the life of salvation. It's not merely an intellectual question or an academic thought experiment. Death was at their door. Some of them were already dead, and the living were in mortal danger. It was a difficult time, a dark time for them. They were wondering, will the sun rise if my candle goes out before the dawn? Oop, I've hopped. Where's my candle gone? We just have to stay here. And Paul wrote to them to say, yes, the sun will rise even if your candle has gone out. The sun will also rise if your candle hasn't gone out. Paul revealed to them a higher truth, a divine truth, and in these letters, the truth is revealed to us today. Nothing, nothing will ever separate us from the love of God, not death, not life. Let us not be too hard on the Thessalonians. Looking back from the comfort of these modern, supposedly enlightened times, we might be tempted to think them foolish. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 says, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. On the one hand, Paul's writing to reassure them about whether salvation was available to those who had died. But on the other hand, the Christians of Thessalonica were already enduring bullying, intimidation, threat, injury, and even death. That, to me, isn't foolishness. It is courage. So great was their faith and belief that they withstood the perils and persecutions of their society to follow Christ. And Paul graciously acknowledges their determination and hope by saying, just as in fact you are doing. Even faced with real, human-scale danger, the Thessalonians chose to follow the God-scale plan, to wait with confidence. So what can we learn from the Thessalonians? I've summed it up into a short list. Having this list is easy to do. Following this list is hard, as it was for them. Even when in doubt, keep the faith. Build each other up. Encourage one another. Waiting is the journey that builds us up in love. So, what are we waiting for? Let's go forth and wait with confidence and hope. In Psalms 27, it says, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Let us pray as I call the band up. Heavenly Father, guide us as we seek to wait with confidence. Let us learn from the ways of the Thessalonians to know your truth so strongly that we can face the perils of our human world. Let us not be afraid to demonstrate love against the ways of the world and to stand for your light and to bring your light into this world. So go forth, love well, and wait with confidence. Thank you.